This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for Radio Law Talk. With your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Hour 2 of Radio Law Talk. I'm your host, Frederick Penny, with Denise Dirks, Todd Kunin, and our producer, Cal Hunter. We just love being here. I am getting so good at this Radio Law Talk stuff. I'm doing this all while doing something else on my phone at the same exact time. I am getting really good at multitasking and running this show. Can you believe that? Look what I just did. Woo-hoo! Because I want to thank KNUJ 860 AM and 97.3 FM. They're on both AM and FM. Minnesota, they have joined the Radio Law Talk family. Thank you, Minnesota, for coming and joining us. So many great... I'm looking through all these wonderful, wonderful people. We got another. I'm going to throw out another Minnesota. WZFG 1100 AM Dilworth, Minnesota. Yeah. I know that was a while ago they joined us, but there's just so many that I can't bring them up. Who's the Oregon one that you want to? Well, there's Toledo KCUP Toledo, Oregon, AM 1230, but. You went in Salem? You went on
Salem,
in
yes.
Salem, Oregon? And we got to thank them, too. And I can't remember which one that was. And they're one that's been around for a while. They're in, there's Medford, KMED in Medford. There's KCMD in Grants Pass, Oregon. And there's one more than Medford.
Salem.
Salem. Here it is. KYKN, Salem, Oregon, 11:30 a.m. We love them. It sounds bad, but I don't remember the call center calls, but I've met with them personally. And Denise, I've been on the show in Medford also. So love our Oregon affiliates, but it sounds like we're getting more Minnesota. Minnesota, how do you say it? Todd?
Minnesota.
Going, you'll have to go back there, yeah? Just go back, yeah.
And do they have semis instead of semis?
No.
Oh, okay, because that's in Canada. They go, I have a semi. Let's go in the semi. What's a semi? So you're sending me something? No, semi. A semi. Hmm. A truck. Oh, a big semi truck. Yeah, semi.
Hey. By the way, that's why we have no Canadian affiliates, just in case.
Remember, we're talking about general topics of law. Don't quote us anywhere. We're not, don't sue us because we're giving you legal advice. We're giving no legal advice. Seek a lawyer. Call us at 855 Law Radio, or you can email us at info@radiolawtalk.com. We're having a great time here. We're going to continue talking about lawyers in California. Those of you in Minnesota say, why do I care what they're passing in California? Because a lot of times it's going to start moving down the chain. And that's why we talk about other places. Kiss the Band is getting sued. And it's very interesting why. And if these people who sue Kiss win, welcome to the open of the damn floodgates.
Open season, you think?
Yeah, so we'll talk about that. Chad Daybell, innocent until proven guilty is my motto, and I will never leave that motto, but man alive, this is one that I'm like, do I leave my beliefs? But this guy is something else, is all I got to say. Yeah. And then we're going to talk about Joe Jonas's divorce. Denise is going to get into that. Denise, a family law attorney. I'm a personal injury lawyer. And Todd's former prosecutor for the DA's office and public defenders and does personal injury. And Todd, I saw the radio show where your brother was on. And his brother is in California, I'm going to say, kind of more politically a political type person more than Todd is. Todd's more of a non-political type guy, but
I'm a lover, not a fighter.
and the great thing about it is the person. I loved it. By the way, it was video live, right? It was live with video and on the radio, and I loved watching his brother David's face when the interviewer, he was the Cal Hunter, right? Interviewing on his morning show. This was a show, and they're talking to him and saying, "Now isn't your brother Todd?" And he starts going into all Todd's accolades. Todd's like an actor, a successful lawyer. He's even does play-by-play for baseball. And you can watch Todd's brother like, "Oh, brother."
Bring down in the seat. And then the host says to him, "And what's wrong with you, sir?"
Oh, I loved it. And by the way, Todd's mom does listen to this program. She's probably going to call the brother up and go, "Fred was talking about you." But I just loved watching his brother Dave.
Well, it's kind of payback because in the very beginning, Fred, you called Todd Dave all the time.
That's true. That is true. Dave is a wonderful guy. I mean, I think his brother is awesome. We're friends, and I'd call him Dave sometimes. But so Dave, I love this, like, "Oh boy, here goes my brother."
It was the typical younger brother look on his face, like, "Oh, do we have to talk about my older brother again?"
That's awesome.
Isn't it great that he can do that? That's awesome.
Yeah. Well, we're here for one reason, Cal. Remember, people love to come and listen to you try to stump the panel on case or no case.
All right, here we go.
Now it's time to play case or no case.
Constantina Ruel, Connie, needed a new laptop for her job. She went to the local big box retailer and bought a new Windows machine, Lenovo, formerly IBM. You know the brand. She figured she got a good one, say about $500. She thought it was a good one. When she got home and up and opened up the brand new carton, sealed carton, out pops out what Connie did not need, a Lenovo Chromebook worth about $200. It was brand new, but Connie needed a Windows machine to run her work software. So she went back to Walmart, who said, "I can't help you. The serial numbers don't match. There's nothing we can do." She reached out to Lenovo, who said, "What you suggest is impossible. We don't switch machines on our output area. No shipping errors." Yet, there it was. So Connie went to a lawyer to see if she had a case or no case against Lenovo for switching the machine and against Walmart for not honoring the problem she had with it. So, Fred, it's your turn. Case or no case? What do you think?
How long do you want me to drag this out, Cal?
As long as you want. You got, you know, yeah. It's your show.
This is a scenario, no case. This happened to Cal last week.
No, it did not.
It did. Your turn. Your turn.
Okay, Todd, that was easy. What do you think, case or no case?
Well, for how long ago was this?
It was this year.
This year?
Yeah.
This year, you bought a brand new laptop.
I did not.
Computer.
Connie,
no, I didn't say you. I'm saying, I'm using you in the generic term.
Got
Connie.
I know what you got.
You bought a brand new laptop computer for $500 and thought you were getting top of the line. Okay. You know, that is, yikes. You know, just for the sake of variety. As I saw in a movie, I'm going to say this is a case, and a case, and it's still pending because it's out there. It happened recently, and they're trying to figure this out. But it is it's a case, and it's recent.
I'm going to comment on this now. Denise, this may help you. You really think they're going to bring a case and a lawyer for $200? Is a lawyer really going to do this? I'm glad you already said your answer.
Oh, it's not for $200. It's for the
$500. Oh, yeah, a lawyer's going to do that.
No, I didn't say that she got a lawyer to file it. This could be small claims for crime.
It could be a small claim.
It's still a case.
All right, Denise, it's your turn.
No case.
And she could write a pithy letter. I mean, think about that.
Denise, I know it's okay. So let's do some more analysis so Cal will feel better. Just give analysis.
Come on, you guys. Come on. Okay, so this.
All right.
Okay.
Okay, no, wait. We only got 1 minute left.
Well, let's say this really happened. Just
no,
say,
don't.
Okay.
Don't. Let's hold it.
All right.
I want to want people
I'm not
going to
give it away. Yeah.
Don't give it away.
Well, I'm going to say that it really happened, and her options would be to sue, but in small claims.
Right.
And I don't see there's any way, shape, or form that Lenovo or at Walmart would not have fixed this problem. They would have fixed the problem. They want a satisfied customer.
Shout out to Lenovo and Walmart. We appreciate you.
There you go.
We'll be back after this to find out the mystery of the case or no case computer.
Doesn't sound that mysterious to our esteemed panel, does it? Stick around. There's more Radio Law Talk coming up right here on this great station and on RadioLawTalk.com. Commercials and other announcements aired.
on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by.
Bailiff, I want you to switch the jury.
Yes, sir.
Your Honor, I object.
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
All right, Case, that was a good one, huh? Todd likes that one.
That sound bite. Untouchable.
Very good. That's right. Very good.
I would like to change the jury.
What are you doing here? Hey, what are you doing here?
Yeah. Change the jury. All right, Cal. Connie with her new laptop.
Yeah, Constantine Arroyo got a laptop, opened the box, it wasn't what she expected, took it back to Walmart. Walmart said, serial number on the box and the machine don't match, we can't help you. Reached out to Lenovo. She said, the product got switched somehow. I bought a Windows computer. They said, can't help you. So she did go to an attorney and seek legal advice. And he said, Connie, eat the $500 unless you want to go to small claims court. But next time you buy something at Walmart like this, after you've paid for it, open the box in the store and make sure what's in the box is reflected on the outside of the box. And that way you can save yourself a lot of a headache. And Connie said, dang, that was an expensive lesson. It's called the stupid tax.
How did you hear about that, Cal?
Yeah, that's what I want to know.
On the TikTok. Or YouTube.
Wow. Yeah.
Actually, my wife told me about it.
Did you say it was a case or not?
I said it was a case.
Case and it's still pending.
Yes.
No, it's not a case.
Yeah, no case.
Right.
Yeah,
no
that's
case.
What Todd
said.
I said it was a case. She's looking to see if I got points. And
yeah,
I got
none.
Todd was hoping for some points.
So you're telling me there's a chance.
There's a chance. Okay, next hour. Case or no case. A truck driver decides to deliver some heavy equipment over the railroad tracks with a lowboy that was a little too low. Next on Radio Law Talk.
We were talking about, last hour we were talking about and we're just going to touch on this again. We're talking about the lawyers now having to go jump through more hoops because of Mr. Girardi in California that took money from his clients. And the biggest issue is now the courts, they have just signed, and that is Gavin Newsom signed that lawyers now have to, if they know of another lawyer that's involved in treason, rebellion, or insurrection, we as lawyers have to report it. Woo! That's broad and open.
To the state bar.
To the state bar.
Just want to correct you.
Yeah.
You said if we know of another lawyer. Now, the law is we have to report it if we're suspicious.
Oh, you're right.
Of another lawyer engaging seditious, conspiracy, treason, rebellion, or insurrection. I mean, if we're suspicious of it. Not if we know of it.
Yeah.
And it's like, whoa, wait, what?
Yeah, I'm like, oh, do, this is getting crazy. Now, of course, they throw a little tidbit to make us feel better, but the information protected by attorney-client privilege is exempt from this law, they're saying, which doggone it better be. And if an attorney uses this as like a punishment or a threat, that's considered professional misconduct. To harass others. So, well, of course it is. So that's the little tidbit they threw in there. Is everyone's like, all you out there are saying, oh, this is not a big deal. Well, we'll just wait. That's where it just starts, right?
What's the genesis of this law?
Different than the law that actually exists, because the language does say that you have to know of. So it's not just suspicion. You have to know that one of the licensees have been engaged in these acts. And right now, currently, if an attorney knows of another attorney doing a criminal act, or if they're told by that attorney, so if they see it, or they're told by an attorney that they have they've done a criminal act,
right,
then the attorney who hears that or sees that has a duty to report them
not,
to the state bar.
But not. See, now here's my argument. Absolutely not if that attorney is telling you that in confidentiality as another attorney that you're going to, for representation purpose. People call you up, and if they don't sign on the dotted line as your lawyer, but they've called you in anticipation and tell you something that has occurred as a legal issue, there's attorney-client privilege there still.
There could be. I've had this case.
I know. You've got to be very careful on this.
In this particular case, it was an opposing counsel that had reported her conduct to me, and that put me in a really bad place.
All right, let's just use a real world example.
Sure.
Okay. Rudy Giuliani. There are a lot of claims that the Trump administration made about the election, and Rudy Giuliani, representing Trump, was investigating and furthering those. Not saying whether they were meritorious or not. But if somebody ultimately felt that the arguments by former President Trump were treasonous or led to insurrection or sedition, does Rudy Giuliani now, if he was in California, have to be reported on suspicion because he represented somebody that, at the time, appeared to be exercising a First Amendment right, freedom of speech, to challenge something. Where do you draw that line, this law here, because there's nothing clear-cut? Look, it's pretty clear-cut if an attorney is engaging in fraud or murder or something like that. Obvious. But this is a very subjective term, subjective to the hearer.
That's the scary thing.
And that makes it where it's really difficult. And all they have to do is be suspicious of it.
See, I don't see that language. Where are you getting that language?
It's in the headline of the...
Yeah, well, it may not be that language.
Yeah, but, but the actual language of the bill itself doesn't have suspicion.
Have you read
we
it?
Don't know.
No,
we haven't read it. Well, we haven't read the whole thing. So let's not say it yet. But all we're saying is it's getting closer and closer and closer to making us do things that are... That there's a gray area is what I'm trying to tell you.
I think it would be challenged.
There's black and white,
yeah.
But there's a lot of gray. I know there's black and white. That's very easy when it comes to, you know, what clearly needs to be told, what clearly you don't. But it's the gray area that's going to be sketchy. And I think you're right, Denise and Todd both said during the break, this is going to be challenged. And I think on appeal, I think the courts are going to throw this out. I think the courts are going to throw it out. Well, anyway, we're going to talk about, we go from Gavin Newsom and lawyers to Kiss, the great band. Man alive, we go from us loser people to the greatest people in the world, Kiss band. I love Kiss. We'll be back.
We cover it all right here on Radio Law Talk, and there's more coming up on this great local radio station and on RadioLawTalk.com. We'll be back. Hold on.
Radio Law Talk and RadioLawTalk.com. Advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
USA News. news update.
Let's be clear about this. It's because of Hamas that this pause ended.
That's John Kirby with the National Security Council during the briefing at the White House. This as explosions heard in Gaza, as fighting continues now for a second day after the Israel-Hamas truce ended. Hamas still holding over 100 Israelis hostage. The IDF, Israeli Defense Forces, says more than 400 targets hit in Gaza in the past 24 hours since the truce expired. Now, as for aid getting into Gaza, John Kirby telling reporters,
"It looks like we're going to be able to resume it. Probably in terms of dozens of trucks versus hundreds of trucks, but that's a good sign."
In other news, the first female U.S. Supreme Court Justice Sandra Day O'Connor has passed away. She was 93 years old and was suffering from advanced dementia. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Personal vendetta against my client, against his family, by a frustrated Justice Department.
Are you serious?
It's time for more Radio Law Talk with Denise Dirks, Todd Kunin, and your host, Frederick Penny. Frederick Penny. Frederick Penny.
I want to hear a song, Cal. I want to hear a song.
All right, here we go.
Ooh, oh, my gosh. This brings back memories.
Anybody got a lighter?
I want a lighter. Woo! I got my phone going.
Yeah.
Oh, I love this song.
When I hear you calling.
Come on, guys.
But I can't come home right now. Me and the boys are slaying. And I just can't find the sound. Just a few more hours.
All right, Cal, stop it.
Yeah, that's
right.
Enough of that.
Before I just start just standing up. And
there's some interesting things about that song. It was written by the drummer, the original drummer.
Peter Chris.
Yes, and when you and I were at the concert last, it was sang by their new drummer.
That's
Do you remember
right.
that?
And it was. It's true. He, like, never sees his wife, and they just say, like, that's life on the road is tough.
Yeah.
Know? And you don't get to see your family. Well,
and that's one of the very few soft love songs,
by
I think,
Kiss.
By Kiss.
Yeah. And it's really short, too. It only lasts. I'm going to listen to
so
it. 2 minutes
and 47 seconds.
Yeah. I mean, he's a little guy.
Speaking of short.
Yeah. When I go home today, I'm going to listen to it two or three times. Look, Kiss apparently did tour during COVID. Okay?
Yes.
And so now the family of the KISS guitar tech, it was a woman who apparently died while quarantined in 2021. She was apparently quarantined, and they hadn't heard from her in a few days, and she was at the hotel, and they went in there and found her dead from COVID, and they're suing, the family's suing for wrongful death, claiming that KISS did not properly follow protocol to make sure that the band members and the roadies were all safe from COVID. Now, here's the big issue. A number of these cases have started to come forth, and the courts are throwing them out, just so you know. I don't know of one yet that the courts have upheld that found, I'm going to say an employer, or because technically they're an employer, right? Or an individual at fault for, quote, allowing someone to get COVID, or being negligent enough to allow somebody to get COVID, or to give someone COVID. Because guess what? I'll get to that in a second, to you in a second, Dave. So
can you say that sound bite so I can mail it to my brother?
Yeah. But the issue is, how do you know they didn't get it from some other place? Because anywhere you go, you could have got this. And you got a comment.
It's difficult because you got to show that as a result of the negligence or whatever, this happened because of that. Now, the only one the only COVID-related case that I can think of that got some traction was the one filed actually by the court personnel in L.A. County.
Mm-hmm.
But that wasn't cause and effect for COVID. That was a lawsuit because when somebody would get COVID, they didn't follow the OSHA protocols, the allegation was. They didn't follow the OSHA protocols for reporting it and quarantining and doing things. So it was COVID-related, but because they failed to follow OSHA guidelines, not I got COVID because you messed up.
Well, or the thing is, don't forget, they're in the complaints, they're trying to claim that, well, there's a number of people that would get it and wouldn't bring it up and were scared and they didn't want to bring it up.
Or lied about vaccinations,
all that kind of stuff. It's like, but how is KISS?
Here's the duty.
Yeah.
This is where I see the problem for KISS. They told, the manager of KISS told that person, that Studebaker, or whatever his name was, his name was Stuber, to go to the hotel. They'll put him up in a hotel, and he needed to quarantine.
Right.
They said, we'll have somebody.
She, I thought.
No, that's the wife suing.
Bringing. Oh, his wife bringing. Yes. It's a he. Got it.
So then they told him that they would have somebody go and check and send medical personnel if he needed it. Well, they had one of the crew members go check, but they couldn't get him to open the door, and they just left him. So 2 days of quarantine, that's when
they never checked on him.
They didn't have it really. They tried, but they didn't get in to check on him.
That's a good argument, yes. Attorney Dirt.
Thank you.
Yeah, because that is somewhat similar to, in a way, the court reporter or the court personnel case from L.A., it's not necessarily or primarily just I got COVID because of you. It's what did you do and what was your duty after I got COVID? And
you know what, though? Yeah, that's a good argument. But guess what? Now my argument is, it's a workers' comp case. That's not a third-party case. Because if they're an employee of the company, it's a workers' comp. And that is your remedy, is workers' comp. Now, there are exceptions to workers' comp. We're not going to get into details. I'm just talking California. I don't know the other states. Sometimes there are exceptions if there's a blatant, or a punitive thing that the employer did.
Or if they are contractor and not an employee.
Yeah, we don't know that.
And this group is out of New York, right?
I don't know.
Oh, no, we don't know that, do we?
I don't know that.
I think Gene Simmons lives in California.
Well, yeah, Gene Simmons and Paul Stanley both live in California. The band originated in New York, you are correct. But I would also want to know, I couldn't remember if I saw this in here, where he was when this happened. What hotel, what state was it in?
Oh, they're suing also Marriott. I think it's Marriott. But they're suing also the hotel, I believe.
And because the question I have is, if it was in the state of California, maybe they have a claim.
Abandoned in Detroit.
Yeah, it's Los Angeles is okay. Where they filed the suit.
Yeah, but Stuber was abandoned in Detroit at the Four Points Hotel by Sheraton. That's where they put him up.
So they're suing Gene Simmons, Paul Stanley, their manager Doc McGehee, tours promoter Live Nation, and the hotel chain Marriott International. There we go.
Wow, because even Marriott's, the allegation would be they knew he was there and he was quarantined.
And that's a lot of slippery slope reaching. That's a lot of, connecting the dots is what we call that slippery slope in law, to try to blame one thing way down the, and there's no intermediate or issues that could have occurred. Hey, you walked down and you didn't put your mask on well enough, or some people could argue the mask doesn't even help. That's what some people argue. But could he got it up somewhere else, or some other reason?
Do they have to establish the strain he got was present where he was? I mean, would they?
I don't think they can do that. Because the other band members would have had to been tested for that strain to know if it was internal to the band, or not band, but the crew band members.
855 Law Radio, 855 Law Radio. If you want to comment, and by the way, we do listen to our listeners. We love our listeners. Email us at info@radiolawtalk.com. I don't know if they want to say their name out, but you're going to get your 5 seconds of fame. One of our listeners from Lumberton, Texas, we're laughing about that. Quote, really enjoy listening to your show. Your often humorous take on the legal world. Kiss is being sued. Holy Gene Simmons, Batman. That was awesome. That was a great quote, right? Don't you think?
Yeah, that's great.
That's something Cal would say, but we love Texas, man. Love Texas. All right, let's move on. What do we want to talk about next? I'll tell you what we're talking about is let's jump into Chad Daigle, because this is a quick one. This is the Idaho case, and we're not going to get in details. Please go back and listen to Radio Law Talk if you don't understand who Chad Daigle is and his wife, Lori Vallow. But Lori Vallow's children were, she was found guilty of murdering her kids, her two children, and now they're Chad Daigle is being going to trial on the murder of those two children also. But Lori Vallow, they did not ask in Idaho, ask for the death penalty. And I think we were talking, the reason is this, these are her, she's got other children, right? And this is a mother, and so they never asked for the death penalty of Lori Vallow. But Chad Daigle just came out, they're asking for the death penalty.
But I think there's another reason they didn't ask for that on Lori Vallow.
Well, okay, let's wait. You want to come back and talk about
you
that?
You bet.
All right, Denise has got some insight. What she thinks is the reason why they didn't ask for the death penalty with Lori Vallow. We'll be back after this.
What do you think? Tell us. This is Radio Law Talk, and you're listening to us live on many great local radio stations coast to coast and border to border, and or on RadioLawTalk.com. We'll be back after we take our break. Aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
It's like Christmas in a cup.
Oh, that's dope.
Now, Radio Law Talk continues. Here's your host, Fred Penny.
I love Cal's little saying, it's like Christmas in a cup. That could go, okay. We're talking about Chad Daybill really quick. Chad, don't forget, he and his wife, Lori Vallow, the kids are gone. They're found chopped up, one of them at least, and in a shallow grave out where you have what's called the burn pile out on Chad Daybill's property. But they found them, and they served them with... basically, a court appearance to determine where the kids are, and what do you call that when they want a child? What do you call it? They tell them they got to come and say where the child is.
Child welfare check.
And they serve them, and I think it's Maui, Hawaii. They're laying out there, kicking back, enjoying the sun, the pool at the hotel, and this is crazy. But you, Denise, recently were not in the sun, but were recently hanging out, not doing anything illegal, but where were you?
Oh, I've been gone for a couple of weeks.
Yeah,
so,
I know that.
Yeah, I went to Europe. I was in Germany and Austria. And you know, we did a lot of historic things.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that's
really... We don't
really,
want to get detail in
it. No, one of the things that's very, very important, or actually mm-hmm. has been a very good historic thing about Austria, is Mozart. You know, Mozart was born in Salzburg.
No, I don't know that, but I do now.
Yeah, and he played a lot in Vienna. And so I happened to come across something I thought would be the perfect
gift for you guys.
Oh, we have gift live online? That yes. We have, believe it or not, we have no idea what she's talking about. We don't know. She's got a bag.
I saw it.
Hopefully it's
and immediately I thought of you guys when I saw this.
Uh-oh.
Here, you guys, Mozart balls.
What? Mozart balls? We get Mozart balls.
There you go, Mozart balls.
Nougat.
Does no. Mozart know about this? That's
what... Oh, my gosh. Let's take a picture of it and put it on our faces. I've got Mozart balls.
Yes.
Fred, take a picture of your Mozart balls. Okay.
Is this like that SNL?
Sweaty balls.
Sweaty balls? Mozart, here, let me take a picture of you, Todd, with your Mozart balls. Okay, hold on. Okay, Mozart balls.
This is Mozart's Requiem, by the way.
And by the way, in the center of the balls, there's sweet nougats.
Okay! We have sweet nougats in the middle of the Mozart balls. Wow, Mozart balls from Kugenhagen, Austria.
Who knew?
I wonder if my wife would like one of these.
They're unusually chewy.
And sweet centered.
Well, wow. That goes without saying.
They're very creamy.
Oh, all right.
Oh, my God.
Moving on.
Todd, pass me one of those Mozart balls.
Here, I have not touched this ball.
Okay, I'll touch that ball.
And I will...
They're dark chocolate. I'm a light chocolate guy.
Each ball is individually wrapped. I like this.
They're dark. Why are they dark?
And they have Mozart's face on each ball.
Well,
wait a minute.
That's pretty good. Gal, did you have one?
I have not. No, I'll wait for a minute.
That's a good Mozart ball.
Trying to capture you guys' reaction here. Mm-hmm. This is so
cool. Oh, yes.
It has a little bit of filling in it, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
That's the nougat.
All right. Well, we had a great time after I get my Mozart ball out of my mouth. I love that we're live. If you're not out there laughing...
Attention, new affiliates.
You can see like, take them off the air.
No, that means all of our listeners are saying, come on, have to swallow.
This is perfect.
Oh, no.
All right, we're talking about Chad Daybille. Oh, my heavens. This is a family G-rated, and it's perfect. No, I'm serious. I'm going to post it. You're going to see these actual Mozart balls are real. We're gonna put them on our Facebook page. Any second during next break, I'll put it on our
Mozart
Facebook
page. Mozart Kuglin.
Let's move on to Joe Jonas. Denise, talk about Joe Jonas.
Okay. As people probably know, Joe Jonas filed in Florida for divorce against Sophie Turner. And Sophie then filed for divorce in England, and then she also filed an emergency suit in New York trying to seek the return of their two daughters to England. So there was a big, venue, kind of jurisdictional problem here, because where were the children really residing? Where were the parties residing? So you can't fight in three different forms. That's just not going to work. So what happened is that it got really nasty, and then the two parties, Joe and Sophie, decided to do mediation. And that was the smartest thing that they could ever do. So they went into mediation, and they're not fighting over property. This was literally just a fight over the custody of their children. And they went into mediation, and they came up with an agreement. We don't know what the agreement is, but apparently they're satisfied with that agreement, because Joe Jonas dropped and dismissed his Florida suit, which is very dangerous, by the way. Unless they made some kind of an agreement that jurisdiction is in the United States, him dropping that suit, he may be facing the divorce in England.
Is it more dangerous than a Mozart ball?
It's probably pretty equivalent.
Okay.
They could go round and round.
So is it really going to be a problem for him or not? Or this may be a problem?
It may be. I don't know if it's going to be a problem or not. It's going to depend on what their mediation agreement says. They might have agreed to have jurisdiction in New York because it's kind of in the middle, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't favor either one of them. Or they might have agreed to the whole entire divorce and they're going to file it in the UK. We don't know. But it was a good sign that they did mediation. Mediation is the best result for child custody and visitation type disputes.
What is Joe paying? Do we know what he's paying in child custody arrangement or his child support? Any of that?
You know what? I don't know that they have that difference in incomes.
Mm.
You know, Sophie Turner of her own right. She's right in the middle of filming another movie. She was in Game of Thrones. Game of Thrones went for, what, 8 years?
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't know who owes but...
Now, here's the thing. Game of Thrones went for 8 years, but I would be surprised if Sophie Turner is making a lot from Game of Thrones, because much like, you know, the 49ers right now have this quarterback on a rookie,
oh my gosh,
on a rookie deal, $800,000.
Oh.
Well, acting is kind of the same way. They HBO, when they cast Game of Thrones, but for a few big-name actors, the ones that were really going to carry it on from season to season, they were kids, relatively unknown. And so you kind of wonder if they got sweetheart deals, HBO yeah. did, by having this long-term show be with kids that really didn't have much of a resume and couldn't command top dollar, like say, who's the guy that played Ned Stark? Sean Bean, who's been in everything, right? So, but she has certainly made up for it in the films that she has been in and cast in since then. Her popularity has gone through the roof. But
hey, these Mozart Kukulins, there's like 8,000 posts. What do you say it? Mozart Kukulins?
K-U-G-E-L-N.
Kukulins.
I don't know. I'm probably going to offend our German listeners. But we can make you eat the Mozart balls. Whether you enjoy it is entirely up to you.
There are no nuts in the Mozart balls. Did you notice that?
Yeah, that's no good.
I'm just saying.
What is wrong with
that? I thought they had like hazelnuts in the middle
of
it.
Oh, it is. It's a nougat center, which means it's a hazelnut cream.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Okay.
It's cream, guys.
They're pureed. Pureed nuts.
Yes.
So we're going to talk about Carrie Russell in Alabama. So this is a lady in Alabama.
I want to just say that Sophie Turner is worth $10 million in her own right.
Wow.
That's not a lot, believe it or not, as bad as that sounds. But $10 million to a celebrity? Go to Malibu and rent a house for $75,000 a month, man.
Yeah, to Kevin Costner, it's nothing, but...
Yeah, right. Kevin Costner's wife, right?
And Joe Jonas is worth $50
million. See, now that's some more money.
Now we're talking.
All right, when I come back, I'm going to talk about this Carly Russell that's accused of kidnapping hoax in Alabama, and then we're going to tie it into someone Cal knows about in Redding, California, Northern California, that happened a very similar thing, and who's getting what jail time and what are they asking for. This is really interesting. Then we're going to get into the Olympus Has Fallen movie, and there's a lawsuit, and we're going to get Todd talking about that. Join us next hour, hour three. We've got a case or no case.
As Fred said, hour number three of Radio Law Talk is coming up at 6 minutes after the next hour. And if you miss any hours of our episode today, you can catch them over at RadioLawTalk.com. They're on demand. You can podcast them at your leisure. Every episode we've done is over there available to you at no charge. And we'll be back. This is Radio Law Talk.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.